Nearly 200,000 Southern California Edison customers were blacked out in the past 2 months, some for days at a time. Now, these public safety shutoffs are supposed to reduce the danger that power lines could start new fires. But they also mean that many rural residents lose more than just their electricity. More now from KPCC's Sharon McNary.
The spurs on Amy Nelson's riding boots clink as she walks to the corral to see her family's horses. Motley, her palomito, slurps water from a barrel.
Good boy, Motley. He loves attention, though, if you hadn't noticed.
The Nelson six horses and two mules have plenty of water now, but their small ranch went dry three times in October and November when Southern California Edison cut power to Acton and Agua Dulce, north of L.A. Like most everybody around here, she gets water from a well, and that well needs an electric pump. It's in a little shack. Nelson climbs a ladder 12 feet up to the top of her 4,000-gallon water tank and lifts the lid so I can hear it fill.
When we have no power, there's no water pumping. And we get a little bit of trickle, gravity feed, but not enough to take a shower, hardly enough to flush a toilet.
And certainly not enough to defend her home or horses from fire, which is a constant danger here. In fact, the day before the first power outage, a car caught fire on Highway 14 close to their hay barn.
The tires were popping and the fire was spreading to the hillside.
For that fire, her husband Steve had access to a good water supply.
So he was able to put that out before the fire department even got here.
But the next day, during a windstorm, Edison cut the power. The Nelsons hauled out a used generator they'd bought years ago, but it didn't work. So they not only had no lights, they had no water to fight a fire.
It sounded like it could be really isolating without the power here.
Yes, especially when you don't have cell service because all the towers are out.
That's right. Without electricity, the phones don't work. The local cell phone tower's backup batteries run out. Gas-powered generators to keep the cell towers operating run down, too, after a few hours. So when Edison cuts the power, the Nelsons' lifelines to water, internet, and phone service are cut as well.
We can't contact friends or neighbors or family, and everybody's wondering what's going on, and they're trying to tell us if there's a fire near us or checking to see if we're okay.
Residents of Acton and Agua Dulce in northern L.A. County have had standing room only meetings to confront Edison officials over the outages. Some residents talked about forming their own local power company or creating micro power grids. Some call the shutoffs the CYA outages, as in cover your ass. Amy Nelson agrees.
They say it's for safety, but I think it's more so that they don't get into trouble. It's the self-preservation and the trying to keep themselves from losing money.
The company's agreed to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in recent fire losses, and it's bracing for more when lawsuits go to trial. Edison Senior Vice President Phil Harrington acknowledges the outages burden residents.
We are very conscious of the impact that they have on our customers and our communities. We do not take it lightly.
At a hearing of state lawmakers, he said Edison will cover some customer losses, like spoiled food and medicine, for those who did not get the proper notice of outages. But the company says it's really the responsibility of the public to plan for blackouts and make their own arrangements to avoid losses. Amy and Steve Nelson say they're now prepared. They finally got their generator working during the area's third power outage in late October. That's when a new fire broke out near their home. As embers rained down, Steve had to drag the heavy generator they were using at their home uphill to the water tank so he could use their fire hose. Local firefighters soon put out the fire, but it was a bad scare.
He went straight to the store that day and got another generator so that he wouldn't have to unplug from the house and then drag it up here in the event of a fire.
But they're still looking to Edison to work with telecom companies to keep their phones working and internet on. Covering infrastructure, I'm Sharon McNary.